Okay, I'm Brady Borrell with KQKI News. We are on the line with St. Mary Parish School Board President Kenneth Alfred. Mr. Alfred, if you can tell me about the announcement made at tonight's school board meeting.
Yes, sir. We had two items on the agenda. One item was the evaluation of superintendent, and the second item following that was that we would decide whether or not we wanted to have a contract extension or whatever the wishes of the board was. And if that would have been approved, then the president, vice president, and superintendent would have had to met to discuss that issue and make a presentation to the board at the next meeting. But as it turned out, while we were in executive session, we rated Dr. Bagwell. She had a 3.21 out of 4, which is well above proficient. And so she had a good evaluation. And during the executive session, she made an announcement to the board that she's not interested in seeking an extension of her contract. So when we went out of the executive session back into regular session, what we did was we announced the results of the evaluation. And just like I told you a minute ago, and after that, I announced that Dr. Bagwell has told us in executive session that she is not interested in an extension of her contract. So since she's not interested in an extension of her contract, then the next item on the agenda was moot. You know, I mean, why discuss an extension if she just says she don't want one? So that was the end of that.
Now, exactly when will this take effect? When does her existing contract expire?
Brady, her existing contract goes to June 30th of 2023.
There were some questions that had been asked publicly about why the evaluation was placed on this month as opposed to maybe in January. Can you answer that?
Sure. Last time we had an evaluation of Dr. Bagwell, it was brought up to the fact that some members of the board did not care for our evaluation instrument, which was certainly understandable because it seems like every time they elect a new school board president and have an evaluation, the new school board president goes searching for the past and finds about 6 or 7, and it's a big confusing thing. So I decided while I was president that I would come up with something that would pass from president to president, and the future presidents wouldn't have to have this big problem of searching every time an evaluation came up. So I appointed an ad hoc committee, and their purpose was to study the evaluation instrument and present their findings to the board. And it took a while because it seemed like the meeting kept getting canceled for some reason or another. One member that's on the committee couldn't make it for this reason or that. And it went on and on. And finally, they got to it about one third of the year, maybe March or April. And they met 2 or 3 times and they came up with an instrument and the board approved it. Brady, I want to say in August or sometime of that year. Well, the superintendent's contract says that she is to be evaluated. She shall be evaluated once a calendar year. Okay. So we knew it was August already. So we had 4 more months to do this. So we started organizing everything, getting the evaluation instrument typed up and getting ready to be presented to the board members. And at the last meeting, that would be the October meeting, we presented it to the board and they evaluated her and each one on their own evaluation instrument, turned that into me, and I tallied everything and got the average for her final evaluation and had that ready and got all the paperwork ready. And then that brings us to the November meeting, and that's when we had to do the evaluation of the superintendent. And if she would have said she would like a contract extension, we'd have had to vote on that tonight. But since she didn't, well, if we did vote on it tonight, and let's say it did pass, that the board voted on a contract extension, then myself as the president, Marilyn LaSalle as the vice president, and Dr. Bagwell would have had to meet and negotiate the terms of the new contract. So since she said she's not interested in a contract extension, that was the end of it. So we don't have to do anything in a December board meeting.
Now, there are approximately 7 months left in her contract. Can you give us an approximate timeline that he will take to start searching for a new superintendent?
That's for the new president.